This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 273, the most common and interesting scientific IELTS topics. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, find out what one of the most common IELTS topics is and get native vocabulary to answer it. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica, we are back again.
We're a bit giggly right now.
We're a bit of a mess right now, but that's okay. We still know what we're doing.
We started recording and then had to start over. And, it happens.
This happens. This is part of creating things, creating art, creating education. Yes. It's normal.
We are artists. Lindsay, that is what we do.
I personally prefer edutainer. That's the title I prefer, edutainer.
What about we can combine them, like an edutainer artist?
Or artistic edutainer.
Edutainer, yeah. I love it.
You're going to use that the next time you go to a party, right?
Like, oh, for sure. I'm going to have new cards made and like in big, bold font. It's going to say artistic edutainer, and then underneath will be like podcaster dot YouTube video maker dot.
That's awesome.
Blogger? Yeah.
I love it.
It's going to be so cool.
A media creator of the future.
Oh my God. I need to write this stuff down. I need to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
So we are talking about a very interesting topic today. Nature versus nurture. So before we get into what this means, guys, let me tell you where this is useful on the test. Basically all over the place. I've seen it come up a lot of times in writing task two questions. Mm-hmm. Also in speaking part three, there are directions. There are questions in this vein. This can connect to children behavior, human psychology. This could connect to so many things. So therefore you could easily find it in reading passage three or the last part of the listening exam. So
very nice.
Important to think about.
Yes. So let's go into it today. Let's do it.
Okay. So what is it? What is nature? What's your definition of nature versus nurture?
So I guess it comes down to, were we born with something or were we taught something in our environment? Uh-huh. So it's like by birth or by environment. That's what it means to me. What does it mean to you, Jessica?
No, it's exactly the same. Exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So nature means this trait or characteristic is something you were born with. It's natural. You were born with it. You got it from the genes, from the mom and dad. It was just in there. And that's it. And then nurture is, it's an important vocabulary word to learn, right? Like like the adjective nurturing. We describe mothers or some people say women are naturally more nurturing than men. So that's another topic, which also comes up, right? So also these idea of, gender roles connecting that to nature versus nurture. That's an interesting conversation. As well.
That's super interesting. I love that. Oh, so smart. So interesting. And also the idea of intelligence can be, nature versus nurture. Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. So it can connect to behavior. It can connect to intelligence, talents, preferences, we already said intelligence, but so many things. So many things it can connect to. And this idea of empathy. We started talking about this before, but this is This is an important thing to know, and I don't feel like it's a vocabulary word a lot of our students are going to have. So it's not the same as sympathy, guys. You probably know the word sympathy. That's just when you feel sorry for someone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, someone different. Else is in a bad situation and you're able to support them by saying, by like helping them by saying,
it's a little bit condescending, the idea of sympathy. I think.
It can be.
Yeah.
It is. If you have sympathy without empathy, it is condescending because you don't actually understand. It's just like, you're just like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry that happened. That's too bad.
But you're still up there and you're okay. And then you're kind of looking down on the person who's had some kind of downfall or some kind of problem. And it's condescending inherently. I think it is.
If you're doing this without any understanding, without any reflection of the other person's emotions, then it is condescending. So, empathy, I think that's a good definition for empathy is feeling a reflection of another person's emotions.
I like that. And there's also a pop culture definition, which is the idea of like being able to be in someone's shoes, right? To feel what it feels like to be in their shoes. Yeah.
To walk in someone's shoes. That's a really good idiom for this topic. Totally. Empathy is really important, you guys. And I feel like some professions require more empathy than others as well, of course. I feel like teaching, in order to be an effective teacher, you have to be empathetic. You have to be able to look at the classroom and immediately understand if people are bored, if people are interested, if people are confused, right? Yeah. And that's empathy.
Yep, that's huge. Yeah, that's a huge skill to have. Yes.
And I like the connecting this idea of nature versus nurture to children's behavior, because obviously I'm a mom and I think about this all the time. And like the intelligence thing and the talent thing. Yes, of course we are born with certain abilities that are stronger or weaker, right? You can't deny that that's a fact.
Yeah.
However, in order for this intelligence and these talents to be used to their greatest ability, then they have to be nurtured as well. They have to be encouraged and taught and focused on, right? So, of course people are born naturally good at art or sports or academics, for example. But they're not going to be good at these things to any important level if they're not encouraged by teachers and parents.
Yeah, that's huge. You have to have models in your life and you have to have a vision of, you know, you have to have someone pushing you in a certain way, encouraging. It's true. Exactly. I agree with what you're saying there.
Are you picking up what I'm throwing down?
I'm picking it up.
I love that. I love saying that. Let's think about this idea, nature versus nurture, as connected to gender roles, because this is a fascinating topic, and it is also something that we think about a lot. I think both of us do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think this is really interesting.
When you join the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, you don't have to waste your time looking for free materials and strategies that you don't trust. Instead, you can put 100% of your trust into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. And if you do everything we tell you to do on the study plan, we guarantee that you will see an increase in your scores or we'll send your money back. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to learn more about our score increase guarantee. See you there.
So when I had my son, I pretty much approach things from the left no matter what the topic is. That's just who I am. And it is natural because my parents are strong right-wing Republicans.
Oh, really?
Right? And I am the opposite. And so I feel like this is a nature thing for me. But anyway, so I seriously believed, I was like, okay, you know, we're just born and it doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl, you want to play with dolls and trucks and, you know, I'm not going to put my son in a box, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know what, guys? Seriously, every little boy, every single little boy, it doesn't matter what you give them, they're going to choose the Hot Wheels, they're going to choose the trucks, and they're going to run around like a crazy pants person.
Oh, it's, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I bought him dolls. I tried. Like, I used to paint his nails as well. He doesn't like that anymore because he's a boy. And he's right. Like, no, it's meh. Like, I tried, but you know what? We have to admit as well, and Lindsay and I are able to do this. We have to admit as well that genders are sometimes stronger or weaker at some things. And that's natural.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's true. Absolutely. I mean, and there's no shame in embracing, you know, your own gender. And I think it's a matter of kind of creating your own gender identity to some extent, right? Like, what does that mean for your life?
Right. Totally. Exactly. I mean, like a lot of our students, I was just talking to a student yesterday in Brazil and, he was talking about soccer and how he like hurt his knee or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I totally tore my ACL playing soccer last year. And like, when I talk to male students, especially in other countries, they're like, you play soccer? Like what? Like what? And, you know, for us, that's not a gender defining thing, playing sports in America, or I don't know, some countries in Europe as well, but in a lot of other countries it is. So.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Crazy. Okay. So let me give you guys an example, writing task 2 question where this comes up. And guys, this is a common topic. Okay. So Lindsay and I have been having a very frank, very natural conversation about this today. So this is definitely an episode you need to listen to more than once and write down our vocabulary. Because, absolutely. Yeah, all natural all the way. Okay. So this is the question. It is generally believed that some people are born with certain talents, for instance, for sport or music, and others are not. However, it is sometimes claimed that any child can be taught to become a good sports person or musician. Discuss both these views and give your opinion.
Tricky. Oh,
all boy. Right. So your answer? What do you think?
Oh gosh. What do I think? I don't think that anyone can be taught to do anything.
No.
No. I mean, so are we talking about gender roles or certain talents, like certain ability to play a certain sport or a musical instrument?
So just ability, just talents. There's just nothing ability. About genders in here. I mean, you guys
I don't think, I think you can give a kid, let's say, like the ability to play the flute. Let's take something like very neutral, right? Mm-hmm. You can give a kid lessons for years and years and years, but I think there has to be a certain amount of talent that's already there, the nature piece, right?
Right.
And then you can nurture that talent that's already there. And I think that's what needs, but I think there needs to be some kind of system put into place in the school systems with counselors identifying what kids are naturally kind of born with or what's been nurtured up to that age, and then move them further in that direction if they enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a combination of understanding the natural talent and then really doubling down on that natural talent.
Totally. Yeah. That's our role as parents as well. I mean, I'm trying to expose James to everything I possibly can. Art, music, dancing, sports.
Right. Because you want to find the thing that he does well. Yeah, no, that's it. That's what I would do too.
Totally. And, you know, and he likes things. Some things he's good at, some things he's not, you know. No, that's not true. He's good at everything. But but there's that nurture part, like exposing them to it, and then signing them up for the classes he's good at, taking them to practices, right? There's a lot of work involved as a mentor or a caregiver in nurturing these talents.
Yeah.
But there's so much natural ability in him that I already see. So for example, like everyone's born with a different muscle structure, right? So we have like slow twitch muscles and long twitch muscles. This idea of, I think, did you used to run cross country or do track?
I did it for like a year, but I hated it.
So I did track. I did like every sport, I feel like. Yeah. So I ran track. I was a sprinter. So I think that's the fast twitch muscles. Okay. And you're born with this. All right. Like I could seriously not exercise for like 6 months. I would still have enormous calf muscles. It's just the way I am, just naturally. Just
interesting.
Tree trunk legs is what my mom calls it. And James is the same. Like it's incredible. incredible. He's only five and he already has that like sprinter's bum, that like bubble bum that's like, ooh, like he's so fast. I don't know. Like it's, you know, he gets it from me.
What can I say?
Yeah, so the body structure, I mean, you have to identify that at a young age. And it's great. Like, it's important. It's good when families can do that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? To be able to expose their kids to a lot of different opportunities, different hobbies, different sports, so that you can see what you do really well. Because I think one thing that's really sad about our education system is we don't do that enough, you know? So, mm-hmm. like, in terms of career, we put kids in certain career paths that they may not be meant for, yeah. but it just seems like it fulfills some societal expectation, like an income level or an expectation of their family, right? Exactly. And maybe they're not naturally good in that area. Maybe they don't want to be a doctor or an accountant, you know?
Yeah, or, you know, like, everybody, such a high percentage of people that come over from Saudi and Kuwait, they're studying their engineering. What is mm-hmm. it? Chemical engineering. Mm. Because they want to, or they're told that their best opportunities are with the oil companies. And I'm sure that's true. But you know what? I don't think all these dudes are engineers. Like, yeah. that's impossible for every single student to have like the same ability yeah. and preference. Right?
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense because we're so different. Like, we're all so different in so many ways. I mean, it sounds kind of cliched and you know, woo-woo, yeah. but...
but it's true. But
it's true.
Yeah. Guys, I think this would be an awesome, awesome episode to leave a review about in the yes. iTunes store, because this is a topic that definitely comes up on IELTS and it's not talked about with this level of honesty and mm-hmm. natural vocabulary anywhere else but this podcast. So exactly. leave us a review in the iTunes store. Also, you can leave your own ideas, your own comments about this, especially as it's connected to your culture, on our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, yes. on this episode.
Awesome, Jessica. That's it, guys. Go ahead and leave us a review. We'd love to know what you think about the show. And if you're ready to get into our course, where you can get a more step-by-step format of how to go through and prepare for this exam so you can walk in with confidence, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in now. All right.
Excellent.
Good episode, Jessica. Interesting topic. And yeah. I know that we've thrown out some awesome vocab today for our listeners. So very
seriously.
Good.
Yeah. So good. Cool. Listen like five times.
All right. Very cool. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.